Kat, how do you approach teaching the violence of partition? And given that you're teaching much younger students, what are the things that you think teachers need to be aware of?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think with something like partition, teachers do and probably should approach it in a similar way to how they approach teaching the Holocaust. So if you completely sanitize this period of history and you don't mention the violence associated with partition, then as we've said before, you're not doing the teaching of partition justice. It's a key part of understanding the impact of partition. But at the same time, if you go into your classroom to shock pupils, you're actually not teaching partition in a very historical way. So I think just being sensitive to source material, I think source material is one of the key things that I would suggest people do and have a look at when they're teaching partition. Again, I'll just point you to the National Archives, who've actually explored in detail how to tell the story of partition through source material. But being selective with what source material is used. As Anwesha said, using personal accounts is another way to break down some of the sensitivity around the stories associated with partition. But also, as we've said before, by talking about the fact that not everybody experiences partition in the same way, I think another point to make on that is that if you only talked about the violence of partition, you'd be more likely to create misconceptions amongst your pupils about groups of people in India. So I think pupils will be more likely to talk about the Muslims and the Hindus if they're just looking at the violence associated with partition.